yes, I am home. Home is when I'm alone with you.
WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Welcome back. So right now we have time warp continuing with Ashley and Varun, and our next theme is going to be
our favorite locations, you know, songs that have to do with places.
Yeah, so I was just telling Varun that to me, Igor's theme by Tyler the Creator represents the summer before my senior year when I was living with my aunt in New York, and I would listen to this on my commute every day, and it was just an amazing way to pass the time. And Brune, I think you have some attachments to this song as well.
Yeah, I was on a midnight drive in, you know, rural central Illinois, and my friend played the song, and we played the whole album. And you know, Illinois is very flat. You could just see everything and the nothingness at night. And you know, when the beat drops near the end of the song, it's a spiritual experience.
That's a great way to describe it.
It's great, yeah.
Okay, up next I'm going to play Homecoming by Kanye West. Is there anything you'd like to say about the song before, or do you want to talk about it?
if you've never listened to the song, you know, I hope you can figure out what he's talking about. It's a nice metaphor that he uses. But yeah, okay. No other words.
Well, I hope the music will speak for itself.
Yeah. And you say, Shy City, Shy City, Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I loved most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, 'cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never messed with entertainers, 'cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Oh, now I'm coming home again. Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess it's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, sparking lighters, wave them around. If you don't know
I'm
by now, I'm talking
again.
About Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Maybe do you remember when fireworks at Lake Michigan? We could start again. Start again.
I'll admit it. Watch your motherfucking tone, boy. Get hurt, boy. All here going on, motherfucker. That don't understand the concept of putting money first, boy. I'm about to hit you with the work, boy. I'm about to hit you with the work, boy. I hate coming through stunting on that I know. That's the worst, boy.
Worst.
I'll admit it. You haven't been the man for like a minute. I told you that I'm in it for the long haul. You can really get the business. I'll admit it. Rolling swishes, hitting swishes. Got me feeling like a ball hog. I don't pass it when I get it. I'll admit it. You too worried about the b. I got one girl, and she my girl, and nobody else can hit it. She'll admit it. She ain't f***ing with you. And just like every single other thing in my life, you can have it when I'm finished.
Why?
I hear the talk on roadies, I'm f***ing, boy. Phone call back home, just hot up in the six, boy.
Hot up in the six right now.
Come see us and get it fixed, boy. Black Benz on the road, boy. Already at the Rolls Royce. Sold a couple Bentley last week, then with my old toys. I give a f*** about old boy. I give a f*** about the squad, boy. I give a f*** about your mob, boy. I'm the real six guy, boy. I'm about to say a true thing. I'm about to say a true thing. You was popping back when I should wore you changed. Goddamn, you changed. I put it on everything. It's a hurt thing. It's a OVO come through murk things. I know you hurt things. Know you hurt things. Yeah, I know you hurt things. Know you. I'm not new to this. Coming from the six side. I'm not new to this. Wouldn't make it on this side. I'm not new to this. I'm not new. I'm not new. Yeah, I know you heard things. Nobody really likes us except for us. Yeah. All I ever needed was a squad, so that's what's up. Yeah. My sound got the whole city away right now. Yeah. So I don't give a f- about what anybody's saying right now.
Okay, that was Six God by Drake, and before that we played Homecoming by Kanye West featuring Chris Martin. Those were for Rune Selections.
Yeah, so with the Homecoming, so I am working in Chicago this summer, and that song is about Chicago, if you were unable to tell, you know, the Windy City as the metaphor, or a girl that he met when he was 3 years old. And, you know, he flew away from her and tries to keep in touch, but, you know, things fade. And but when he comes home, it's always a good thing. But, yeah. And, you know, Chris Martin, you know, lead frontman of Coldplay, you know, great vocals on the track. One of my favorite collabs that Kanye has ever had.
Do you feel like you're putting down roots in Chicago?
Right now, I would say I am. You know, I do my best to explore, you know, a new location every time, because I think, I mean, one of the most beautiful things in life is kind of the culture that's unique to different locations in the world, and, you know, trying to embrace, you know, every culture you come across. And so yeah, that's, I enjoy Chicago and exploring it, and I hope to be in many other places.
How do you feel like the Chicago culture differs, or Midwestern culture in general, from the East Coast?
Yeah, so the Midwest versus the East Coast, it's a good question. You know, there are parallels. So there's like a neighborhood in the suburbs of Chicagoland area, Naperville, and every time I go there, I'm like, this is literally just central New Jersey. there's a shopping mall, and then there's like suburbs and good schools. And, but I mean, other than that, I guess the Midwest culture is a little more relaxed, I guess, more soft spoken. I don't know. The East Coast always has an edge, I feel like, when in everyone's tone, and I guess the life, and I'm used to that, but it's cool to go to the Midwest. I don't know. It's hard to describe it, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a hard vibe to pick up. But yeah,
just gotta go there to experience it for yourself, I guess.
Exactly.
But speaking of our hometown, I think the next two songs that I picked really remind me of not just like the places that we come from, but also like the people that are associated with it. And I think, as we were talking about before, like as you get older, you start to appreciate where you're from a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went home last year, my dad taught me how to ride a bike because I never learned how to when I was a kid.
You and that's funny. Glad you learned though.
But yeah, so the next song reminds me of like biking around like the Duke Farms area.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And just,
yeah.
Like when it's like sunset and it's just like an open field and you're like, wow, these trees are so beautiful. Like, you know that pass of like sycamore trees in Duke Farms?
In Duke Farms, yeah.
Yeah. That's like the best place to bike.
No, it is, yeah.
It's like,
I've
so beautiful.
Only made the pilgrimage a couple times with my bike, but every time has been great.
Yeah. So, this next song reminds me of that, and then after that is also just like you know, hometown drive with friends. Gotta put some K-pop in there. Shout out Dorothy. Miss you. Anyways.
Shout out Dorothy.
For real. Okay, up next is Mango Freestyle Process by Orion Sun featuring Mulch.
get so gonna you're my one and only. You can chop the nut I'm so like oh my god so holy. What in the just look at that song good in a kid don't man got money. My life before you was a mess. I just not on a panic get so up the chest. Oh yeah. We're jogging it by the so then you in a get in the moon. Now I can't stop thinking about you when I'm sinking alone.
On this night, make it not an unchanged. And you got your night hometown.
I know it's real, I can feel it.
Now, no, that the song is lost. Kitty, I'm so sad. She got to draw us out. I'm losing in this game. Singing your head, popping. Not a cool head draw. So they time a draw. Use me like a drug.
That was 0x1 equals love song, I Know I Love You by Tomorrow X Together. That's a K-pop group that I think came from the same group as, or the same label as BTS.
What's their label again?
It used to be called Big Hit, right? But yeah. I forget, they have a new name now, and I kind of forget what it is. Yeah, so we have another public service announcement chosen by Varun.
Of course, it is about that time. So, public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit, depending upon the distance. Once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. That is a real healthy deal. So yeah, walking is great. It is.
I love going for a walk.
Exactly.
I think that's one of the greatest joys in life. I've had like so many revelations while taking walks.
Do you listen to music like the entire time while you walk, or do you take breaks?
I feel like sometimes I do. It's like you gotta be like a little bit insane to go on a walk without music.
No, it is kind of insane people things, but I try not to do it sometimes and just look at nature.
Mm.
Gotta like desensitize yourself from like music.
I have to do that. I feel like listening to music, it just like reminds me of all the things that I'm already like thinking about or overthinking. Yeah. And sometimes that can be like a little scary.
Like even though it's like a healthy thing to listen, it's important to take time to like do things and not listen to music. Cause I honestly, I feel like I listen to music too much sometimes.
What was your Spotify minutes in 2021? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't, but it was definitely up there.
I think mine was like 80,000 something.
How many hours is that?
I don't even want to do the math 80, for that.
80,000 divided by I can't do that right now.
We'll calculate and get back to you guys with those numbers. Up next, we have Stockholm Syndrome by Muse. Anything to add about this?
I get not really.
you just gotta listen to it, man. You just gotta hear it for yourself.
Yeah.
was The Tourist by Radiohead, and before that we played Stockholm Syndrome by Muse. According to Varun, the song was written from the perspective of the captor. Varun, would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, so, you know, Stockholm Syndrome is quite literally, you know, a male manipulator song. As Matt Bellamy, when he's, you know, belting out, "This is the last time I'll abandon you." Clearly, it's not going to be the last time, and they're in a very toxic relationship, whoever he is speaking to. And yeah, I mean, it's in the name of the song, Stockholm Syndrome. The person that's being, you know, held captive ends up developing, like, affection towards their captor. And I think it's a great, the song is just, like, it's a very thematic, you know, operatic rock song. So it's very pleasing to listen to, and I enjoy the perspective of kind of the abuser.
You,
I guess.
What?
No, it's cool. It's like an interesting, like, obviously it's I'm not saying that for myself. I'm just observing.
That was a big thing to say on public radio.
It's an interesting song to think about. It's just something I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, on a more wholesome note, so The Tourist is a. It was written by Johnny Greenwood, the lead guitarist of Radiohead, when he was in a sunny square in France, and he was viewing these American tourists, you know, rushing by. Oh, they got to see the Eiffel Tower. They got to see the L'Arc de Triomphe. You know, all the tourist attractions there.
Okay, well, they got
the French. And so, you know, the song is Tom repeatedly says, "Hey man, slow down," and it's important to slow down and appreciate the beautiful things in life, and not have to follow a strict itinerary where you have to pack in as much experience into one day when you're abroad. And I was in Mexico City listening to the song, and I was like, wow, so real, so hashtag real, because you gotta, yeah, stop and smell the roses every once in a while.
And I'm curious to know how Stockholm Syndrome also relates to, like, kind of like the theme of places or the places that we love.
Yeah, it's a place that I think no one loves.
No one should go there.
Yeah, no, it's a place that you'd never want to be in.
So
I guess
true,
that's
so
kind
true.
Of why I chose the song.
Yeah, it's like a warning.
It is a warning to yeah, not
avoid this.
Develop Stockholm Syndrome or be in a position to.
Or not, like, put Stockholm Syndrome onto another person.
Exactly, yeah. Which is what the song is doing, basically.
And also, we did the math before, so 80,000 minutes of listening equates to about 55 days.
55 and a half days, yeah.
55 and a half days of listening to music, so that's pretty crazy, but I guess it makes sense.
Yep.
Very interesting. Okay. I don't know how much more time we'll have, but the next selections are by me, and they're about also, I guess, being a tourist, as Varun was saying, and also, like, visiting my family in China. I feel like I miss that a lot. I have not been able to go back for several years for obvious reasons, and I think sometimes I listen to some of these songs and just think about, like, my family or the person that I was the last time that I went to see them. And it's interesting to think about how my identities may have changed, but it's hard for, like, the people that you love to kind of, like, see that sometimes. So, yeah. Up next we have Yellowstone by S. Carey.
See the foreign dress under the moon. Kind of word that makes love go. Dustland fairy tale beginning, or just another white trash county kiss in 61. Long brown hair and foolish eyes. He looked just like you'd want him to, some kind of slick chrome American prince. A blue jean serenade and Moon River, what'd you do to me? I don't believe you. So Cinderella in a party dress, and she was looking for a nightgown. I saw the devil wrapping up his hands. He's getting ready for the showdown. I saw the minute that I turned away, I got my money on a pawn tonight. A change came in disguise of revelation, set his soul on fire. She says she always knew he'd come around. And the decades disappear like sinking ships, but we persevere. God gives us hope, but we still fear. We don't know. The mind is poison, castles in the sky, set stranded, vandalized. We're drawbridges closing. Saw Cinderella in a party dress, but she was looking for a nightgown. I saw
we played For Emma by Bon Iver and Yellowstone by S. Carey. Thank you very much for listening to Time Warp. You are listening to Ashley and Varun. Varun, any last words?
I'd like to know the relation of a Dustland fairy tale to the theme, in your words.
I would say a Dustland fairy tale transcends you to a different place when maybe you're a 12-year-old in China.
A 12-year-old in China, yeah. I can relate.
Yes, dreaming of lots of things, and also now as an older person, appreciating the memories you have while listening to that song.
Very nice.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and see you next week. Thank you, everyone.
Like a nights or the nights, what you like. Better wear the black or the white. I can get dressed in a minute, caught when you